What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for tuning in to a special Unlimited episode tonight in honor of our great friend, teammate, Mr. Mike Schmitz. I've collected some of our Team New Canoe members to join in, share some stories, talk about our good friend, Mike, who has touched so many people, completely blown away by the kayak community once again, and just all the stories that have been shared, memories and things like that across Facebook during his memorial service and things like that. I'm going to drop in the chat for you guys. If you guys can help in any way, I know Mike's wife is still trying to cover some of the expenses for Mike's funeral and memorial service and things like that. So there is a GoFundMe going right now. So if you guys can donate $5, $2, whatever it may be, it goes a long way. Just drop that in the chat for you guys. You can go back there. You could see a lot of memories there. There's also a Facebook page that has been started called Remembering Mike Schmitz. And it's a great place to go and post some photos and share some memories and share how such a special person has touched your life. And I know, you know, I had the privilege of getting to know Mike over these past couple of years. And it's been truly special to get to know him and have him push me to be a better person as well. Real quick, before I bring everybody in, threw some of those photos together that were shared on the Remembering Mike Schmitz page, and just wanted to share that all with you guys, so that way you, if you don't know Mike or didn't know Mike, you could get to know who he is. And more than likely, if you ever reached out to New Canoe Support or one of the New Canoe Facebook pages, there's a good chance you talked to Mike, but you didn't know it was him. He was a huge part of our team, the company of New Canoe. And before I play that, Mr. Blake Young, owner of New Canoe, couldn't make it here tonight, but he wanted me to share this with everyone. Mike was an invaluable member of our team and family since the day he joined the team, leading his region, supporting his dealers, and then running New Canoe Support. He was always calm, collected, and with good sense of humor, unless someone was posting things on the forum that were not true. Then we had to hold him back. Man, he will be missed.
Thank you.
guys. We're going to kind of start this off with Mr. Gibson first, because I know he's got to get to a family function himself. But Matt, why don't you kind of just start us off with how you met Mike and maybe share a story with some experiences you had with him.
Yeah, man. No, it's a complete honor to be on here and, you know, talking about Mike. I mean, Mike and I go back to like 2015, 16, 17, somewhere around there. Our regions backed up to each other. So, you know, across the river was across the river was his region. And then, so, you know, a lot of back and forth of, hey, can you go help this dealer out? Hey, can you help that dealer out? You know, Mike had just tremendous passion. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. It's just a tremendous passion for kayak fishing, for New Canoe, for every one of his sponsors, for everybody that helped him on the water, for customer support. It was all passion for Mike. And, man, he's going to be sorely missed. But yeah, I mean, Mike and I used to, you know, message back and forth all the time. Never actually met Mike in person, but I talked to Mike a lot. And what a man. I mean, what a great person.
Couldn't agree more, man. And I'm sure everybody in the room here would agree with you as well. We appreciate you jumping on, man. We'll let you slip out of here. I know you got some things to do. So we're going to have some folks in and out all evening. So thank you, brother. Be safe and be good.
Yeah, man. I just want to wrap up with something I used to wrap up with them all the time and say, you the man, Mike.
There you go. There you go. Love it. Love it. Yep. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Brian.
We'll see you. With that, I want to lead over to Matt Spencer, somebody who was super close, and I've seen you post a lot of those memories. I know there was a couple photos in there that you had shared up as well, and I know on one post I saw you called him Dad at one point, so I'm sure there's a story behind that as well.
I guess. Can't hear much inside the house. But
go ahead, man.
Shoot. 2015. Canoe.
Matt's cutting in and out. I'm going to
probably drop. Is down here close. Canoe and Mike behind him. Doing it. I was Mike's little bulldog. Trips. Best.
I'm gonna message Matt. He's kind of dropping in and out there, and let's see if he can get a little better connection. Why don't we go over to Mr. Conley? I know you haven't known Mike long, but you worked kind of side by side with him in the customer service end of things and things like that. And your mic's muted, so unmute that before you start talking.
That's a good call on the mic. We're talking about
that'd be a mic trick to play on you, to mute your mic before you could even start talking.
yeah, you have a whole thing. So like my background with Mike, I met Mike, as a lot of you guys know, I've been full-time just like under a year, and I was with New Canoe for like 2.5 years, I think, before that. So I met Mike sometime in the middle of that. I think my first introduction was him holding this role as customer support and doing meetings with him about products. I will miss so many things about Mike. I think one of the biggest things is that Mike always spoke his mind, and anyone who knows him, like, that's a big thing and is really appreciated in meetings. Like, I feel like everyone could be going like one way and Mike would be like, that's not gonna work for X, Y, and Z, and he was right. Like he had a really like boots on the ground like approach to everything kayak fishing, and he'd been in the industry for so long. Like I always really appreciated it. I think that's something we're gonna be a whole. I got the pleasure of meeting him in person at ICAST last year, and he is a hoot and a holler. That guy is a fun time. He's every bit what I expected, meeting him in person after emailing back and forth, having phone calls and video chats. He was one heck of a guy and one heck of a kayak fisherman.
That's for sure, man. He was not afraid to tell you what he thought, and he wore his heart on his sleeve, and that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Well, we'll let you hang out, man. I want to get to Ray and Stuart. These two guys have known Mike a really long time. And then we'll try pulling Matt back in. I know his audio was cutting in and out. So hang tight. And then I know we got a couple more guys in the wings, too, that were, you know, part of Mike's region. And one of them is one of the newer guys that Mike had just put on, and another one that has worked side by side with Mike for a really long time. So hang tight, Brian. We'll pull you back in a little bit. You guys want to play Rochambeau on who goes first?
No, Ray's at the wrong height for that.
Yeah, I always get the small straw.
That's between, you know, that's none of my business.
But no, man, I know you guys, you know, obviously we're both regional directors of your guys' regions there and stuff like that. And, you know, you guys work side by side with Mike quite a bit. And I know you guys have spent many ICASTs together, fishing trips, things like that, man. So, Stuart, why don't you go first, my man?
Yeah, cool. I think I met Mike officially. First time would have been like ICAST, probably 2017, I think. And, you know, again, just getting to know him, I guess, virtually, as so many of us kind of, you know, get to know each other initially. Instantly had mad respect for him just because he was a straight shooter. You know, in a day and age where a lot of people kind of say what they think you want to hear, Mike was say exactly what the heck he was thinking and what he thought you needed to hear, whether you liked it or not. But man, he's just such a, you know, genuine person, whether it was hunting, fishing, the work he did with other handicapped outdoorsmen and women. It was just, you know, exactly that, you know, Mike was always going to do exactly what he said. He was going to be there, and he was going to, if he wasn't there, he'd drive 100 miles to come be there to help you. So, yeah, you know, just one of the best dudes in the industry for sure.
100%. Let's get Ray back in here. All right. Your short straw is up, my friend. You got your mic muted, my brother. There you go.
Yeah, my bad. Got a little bit of a drop off there. Mike, what can't you say about Mike? Mike is a character, good friend, a great partner. I'm sure he was a fantastic husband. And like Stuart's point, you know, you felt all that virtually right away. You kind of trust the guy automatically. Just in the small conversations or his willingness to help or offer information or really just do anything under the sun for anyone. And his sense of humor was always in the mix. And I love that about him, because anybody who knows me, I love a good joke. I like to joke around, and we've got a good team that does a really good job of that. When we're together, we have a really good brotherly time, and it's like, we've never missed a beat whenever we do get to see each other. So going from virtual Mike to actually in person, Mike, it only got better, right? It was just more fun. And just the jokes that go around, you know, I don't mind a short joke whatsoever. I don't care at all. You know, we're all made in different shapes and sizes, but, Mike would, and anybody would shoot a short joke at me knowing, you know, I'm fun with them and I don't mind them coming my way. And I kind of leave the floor open for them. Mike would always try to, you know, some way, somehow kind of defend me and be like, well, actually there's somebody shorter here. And he taking his own situation and putting himself, you know, in harm's way. I'm like, bro, yeah, I appreciate it, man. And that's just, that just goes volumes for me for just wanting to be that person, right. To make sure that even I was comfortable if the joke was off or something, but it never was the case. And he always said he had his own jokes for short, Ray, too, which I always appreciated. We go back and forth. So, yeah, I'd always tell him, you know, whatever. There's chairs for that to make him taller than me and whatnot. So we'd go back and forth, just good old jokes. And just one of my favorite memories of Mike is just having him around my own family and his interaction with my boys, you know, and even going back and letting them know about the news. I said his name, and there's a lot of guys that those young boys of mine meet and people that they meet at those events. And there's several that stick out to them. And Mike was one of them. And as soon as I mentioned his name, they were immediately, you know, down about it, you know, obviously not happy, but, they, you know, they understand those types of things happen, but, you know, it affected my family because he was such a good person to them and had such good interactions with my wife and my boys and myself. And Mike was part of my family in my home, as many of y'all, whether it was a phone call or video message or anything, Mike was the guy, and he's definitely going to be missed by a lot of people, but he touched many and definitely left his mark.
That is for sure. And, I promised Blake I would share up this photo here, and he said that was one of his favorite photos. He said two souls coming together, his daughter and Mike, you know, just connected immediately, and his daughter wanted to sit next to Mr. Mike at dinner down at ICAST. I believe this was this past year, and, you know, and that's the thing, you know, I was super fortunate to I forget who it was that shared up Mike's memorial service, and that was one of the things that was brought up so many times is the love he had for his wife, his kids, and especially his grandkids. And you know, I remember a couple of conversations I got to have with Mike, you know, one of those three were always brought up: wife, kids, or grandkids. And he was definitely a family man, and loved his family very much, and including all of us, right? We were all an extension of that family, you know, and the Nukanoo family and the kayak family for sure. So I'm going to drop you two guys down for a minute here, and I think we got Matt back, so hang tight, guys. All right, Matt, you got us, man. Yeah, there you go. Right on, brother. Sorry, you were cutting in and out before, and I know you had some things you wanted to say, so I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted you to be able to share.
You good? Go ahead, finish everybody up, man.
No, you're good to go, brother. It's all on you, bro. I know Mike was a special person to you. I've seen many, many posts about how Mike was your biggest fan and really had an impact on you. And you know, you shared up a bunch of photos on the Remembering Mike Schmidt's page, and I believe you even called him dad at one point. So
yeah, we did. That was our team New Scent guys. That was our nickname for him from some of his old guys. I've known Mike since 2015 2016 when he first came on to New. And he's been around ever since. I've been closest to him on the team. And so we always reached out, communicated about a lot of different things, just anything. He would text me 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day about just different stuff about with Nukanoo. And I really consider him a dad because that's what he was. He was a father figure to me, you know, and he just, I got too many good memories of him to share tonight with everybody. But I'll share one. And that was with, what was it, 2 years ago, I think, when we went out on, he's like, let's do a team New Scent team together. And a lot of us guys were there, and we're in a cabin out at Barkley or a Kentucky Lake, and went fishing, spent all day fishing, just hanging out. And then we, came back to the cabin after some night fishing, and the cabin got burnt. We started burning. We roll up in our car, like, is that smoke? Mike's like, nah. So we roll in there. Yep, sure was. We had all our Dakota lithium batteries charged up. That's the only thing Mike wanted. Matt, get in there, get my Dakota lithium battery. Like, this, really? Come on.
Hey, man, he had to power that yak somehow, you know?
I know, right? If not, I would have been pulling him, but he was 90% pulling me with his power motors because I pedaled. So,
no, that's super cool, man. And, oh, man. Just such a genuine dude, man. And I'm glad you had him as a mentor and, you know, a regional director. You know, you couldn't ask for anybody better.
No, he was always looking out for us as team members and definitely put the customers first as well. I remember going picking up kayaks for him so we can deliver to he can deliver them to customers within our area. I mean, it's just we've done a lot together, and he'll be truly missed. He was a great guy. He loved Christy so much. I've had the honor to go to their house and break bread with him a few times. That was a good time, and he'll be missed.
Truly special, man. Truly special. I'm gonna drop you down in the wings, and I'm gonna bring on two of his other regional guys. We got Mr. Ryan Milford and Jimmy Skinner. Gentlemen, welcome.
What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Jimmy, I know you've been working with Mike for a long time, like Matt and Ryan. You had the you've met him through, you know, little tournament events and things like that. And then most recently he brought you on to the new canoe team and things like that. So, Jimmy, why don't we let you go first? And I got that video you sent me as well. So let me know whenever you want me to play that as well.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy. It's just one of our guys took some shots of his boat at the show this weekend. For anybody that missed it, we had the Tennessee Boat and Fishing Expo in Lebanon, and I reached out, me and Zach Powell, one of the other New Canoe team members, reached out to his wife, and I told him, I think it'd be great if, you know, we could take his boat up to the show and put it on display. You know, we had his jersey and some nice pictures, and just because everybody in Tennessee knows, I mean, everybody everywhere knows Mike, but especially, you know, locally. And it was crazy because it was, I kept having people come up to me that, you know, they're not social media people or maybe not in direct phone contact that immediately knew whose boat it was and was like, oh no, what happened? And, but it was, you know, it's a terrible thing to happen, but it was actually a really good weekend because everybody knows that Mike was never like, I mean, he'd get down and hard on you about, you know, doing better and you're wrong and stuff like that. And, you know, jab at you, but he was always positive and always seemed to be in a good mood. And we made sure those vibes just stayed around the whole time. Christy was wonderful to talk to and hang out with, when we did. I didn't get to make it to the service because I had to drive back to Alabama on Friday night and then come back. So unfortunately I missed it, but, I just kind of how I know him. I mean, obviously I met him through, Hook One when Hook One was still around, and he, extended an invitation to be a part of the New Canoe team. And I did that for a few years. And then that's the kind of connection. I mean, that brought me to Paddle and Fin, and, you know, just Mike was at the root of all of that. And we didn't get to, I've hung out with him tons and I've worked shows with him, you know, ICAST, the NWTF show. He used to come and hang out at the shop all the time. So I really got to, you know, spend time with him that way, but we never could get our schedules together to go fish. But it was always, we were always like talking business and stuff like that, which I appreciate. You know, I'm a businessman, and we always, you know, cut up with each other, and there's a lot of shit talking. I'll just go ahead and throw that. They're just a lot. And his famous cinnamon firewater, which anybody that knows Mike that's ever seen him running around with his flask, whether it be at ICAST or basically anywhere, he was not afraid to give you a little sip of it. And I mean, it's it is, man. It's lightning in a bottle. And me and his wife were actually hanging out when I took his boat back, and I was telling her about that. And me and one of the owners of our shop, Charles, had been talking about, man, we sure are going to miss his firewater. And she handed me this gallon that he had just made before he went to the hospital. So I'm going to like treasure that as long as I can. She said she ran across his where he had wrote down the recipe. So I might have to like publish that, because like everybody that knows Mike's tried that, and it's killer. But yeah, he's going to be missed. And it sucks so bad, because we just talked and had all these plans and things we had been talking about doing for the shop, and like moving the new canoe guy into the shop and just all sorts of stuff. Again, we're just talking business like we always did. But it's a terrible thing, but he wouldn't want you to be sad about it. You know, he'd want you to be cutting up. I mean, we were even joking, like sliding his boat on my trailer. His wife was like, I'm sure he's screaming at you right now, because you're probably doing something wrong according to him. And I was like, absolutely. Like, I guarantee it.
Right on. Well, let me share up this little video clip that you had sent me real quick, and then we'll jump down to Ryan.
10-4.
Right on, man.
Just to add, before we cut Ryan loose on it, there is the GoFundMe setup that's still active. Anybody that wants to help, I see you've already got it posted. Things to be out on the lookout for. Me and Zach talked with Christy, and we're going to let the dust settle a little bit and everything calm down. But we're going to do a national month-long tournament on Tourney X. You know, like a big fish tournament, or I may make it, because, you know, he was after the smallies. We make it a smallmouth tournament and try to hold it when the whole country can really get on the brown fish. And then we want to turn it into something, you know, this year to help her. And then years moving forward, she wants to stay heavy on it. And I mean, he had his hands in so many things, Heroes on the Water, and, you know, helping other disabled, you know, people, you know, realize they can do this and get on the water. We're going to try and keep that tournament going every year, and then find just somebody that, you know, similar situation to him that just needs that help. And that's where we're going to direct it, but no details yet. Just everybody, you know, I'll send it to you, and we'll do it through here. And
yeah.
Paying attention.
Yeah. Let me know when you guys got that posted up, and I will definitely drop it on every Unlimited show, and, especially over on Paddle and Fin as well. So
for sure.
We'll go to my man, Ryan Milford. Brother, thank you for taking the time. I know you've spent some time with Mr. Schmitz, both on and off the water. So just wanted to give you an opportunity to share some Mike stories. I know you and I have talked a couple times on the phone recently, and I know you guys were planning a smallmouth trip this year and things like that.
Yeah, man, we got a place down here near us called Woods Reservoir, and, you know, me and him have been talking, and we were talking about, like, man, it'd be good to get on some good smallmouth and everything, and he had never fished there before, and, like, it seems like every time I go there, I catch a good smallmouth. So we had planned on, like, later on this year, going out there and trying to get on some, and I don't know, I lost my train of thought on where I was leading to with that. Just, but no, like it just sucks that. I was gonna say, you know, I'd be ready to go now, you know, if he was still here. But he was like, let's wait till it gets warmer. I'm a fair weather fisherman. But yeah, it just sucks that, you know, we won't be able to do that now, and And yeah, but no, like it like I saw, I was at the fishing expo where Jimmy was at and everything. And like, I saw, like, there was this one guy came in and me and Zach Powell were standing there and the guy saw Mike's boat and he was like, I guess he didn't realize what it was, just thought it was on display. And I was like, is Mike here? And like, we had to break the news to him there that, you know, Mike had passed. And, you know, it was kind of sad there. And he's like, man, I've drugged that boat, you know, so many times, like going fishing with him and stuff. And yeah, so like it did kind of suck to like have to break that news to him there. But, you know, it was cool. Like all of us that knew Mike, like coming together those couple days, like there's the fishing expo and you know, that Friday, you know, at his memorial and everything. And it was really cool to see Blake Young there. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't think that he would like fly from out of state in town for it, but it's awesome that he did. Cause you know, Mike was like the biggest New Canoe fan I've ever met. You know, he's a big reason why like I wanted a New Canoe. Cause you know, he hyped him up to be so great.
But, he sold you the sauce, man. He was good at that.
Well, he was a freaking good salesman for sure.
Well, my first new canoe was the F-12 that I bought from him that Jimmy kind of did the deal for us.
I was the delivery boy too.
Yeah, you were.
That's what I was telling Christy when she's like, I know I've like, we had met, I think once just kind of briefly somewhere. And then when I went to get the boat, she was like, I know I've seen you here. I was like, yeah, I used to run shit around for Mike all the time. Like I'd be in Tennessee and he'd be like, hey, I need you to, I sold something. Can you take this? Yes. I'm like, here we go.
Nah, it's super cool, man. And, I mean, you've heard it all along tonight, you know, everybody's, super fortunate and super grateful to, have been graced with, the blessings of Mike Schmitz and being able to know him and things like that. I'm going to bring the guys back in that are still down in the wings, Stuart, Matt, and Ray. And I'll let you guys kind of just share your final thoughts and we'll close out with a video clip. So, Jimmy, why don't you go first, then we'll go to Ryan, then Ray, then Matt, and we'll end with Stuart.
It's not something I know how to have a closing thought on. It's a different, you know, different than like closing out a show or a video or anything. Just, you know, we miss him and I don't know. He'll be out there hanging out with us. Like it's not going to be, I mean, obviously it's going to be different, but just this weekend showed me there's signs of Mike all around you all the time, because everybody, especially like for me and Milford and the guys down here, everybody was friends with him and everybody knows him. So there's always stories and always jokes and we're going to miss you, buddy, but we'll see you soon.
Right on. Ryan.
Man, I just want to say, like, I've never heard Mike say a bad thing about anybody. And I just want to also add, like, you know, JT with Yak Gadget, I worked in his booth this weekend at that expo. And, you know, JT was saying, like, he wants to try to be more like Mike was, because Mike had every reason to, like, be down, you know, with his condition being in a wheelchair and everything. But he always stayed positive. He never let that limit him, you know. He was unlimited, you know, plug there. but no, like he still hunted and fished and all that, and like he just still lived life fully, which was awesome. And you know, I'm a miss, you know, his like mentoring. You know, this past year was one of my first years like judging fish on Tourney X, and you know, I would turn to him a lot with that, because he judges like all the KBFTN stuff and all that. And so, like, I'm a miss being able to turn to him to get his advice in weird situations and all that, and then him helping me out with, you know, ideas to help promote for eSport and New Canoe and everything. And it's you know, it just sucks that he's not here now.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. We'll go over to Mr. Martinez.
Yeah, man. You know, I think the amount of people that are here kind of a representation or are a representation of what Mike exuded daily in the things that he brought to the table and the things that we all shared. I think everybody said, you know, a lot of great things. Craig said something earlier. I saw his comment there. He's fishing up there in heaven, catching those redfish on top water. Yeah. He definitely, he's still here with us for sure. And I think we all have that mindset here that, you know, when we're gone, we don't want anybody crying. We want them remembering me the way we all were, right? And that's how we're remembering him, and we're celebrating his life and who he is. And he's definitely going to be missed, but I know he's here with us all the time. And I lost a friend young age, a very young age, but somebody said something to me, an older gentleman said, hey, you know, and it always stuck with me, and it reminds me of Mike, because God puts people on this earth for certain reasons, right? And they all have a mission and a purpose, which we all do. But along the way, you grab some followers and some friends and some people that are going to see things in you and going to want to be like that, or you have to exude that some way and bring them closer to, you know, the right side of life, right? And getting to where we all want to be. And I think Mike really did a good job of that. He was a shepherd of men and brought a lot of men together and people together and for the right reasons, the right things, and exuded a lot of the right morals that we all want to live by and hope to live by every day. And I think each one of us will remember him in that light. And when we do remember him, those things that Mike kind of had planned for us, maybe will shine through, and some of that Mike will live through us in our lives. So,
amen to that, brother.
Amen.
Matt.
All right. Mr. Mike, you'll be missed, brother. We all loved you. We all have plenty of memories with you. Each one of us, all of us out here, and even ones that aren't here. You're truly an amazing man, amazing husband, amazing teammate. And I appreciate everybody coming on here, because you all know how much you meant to me. Sorry.
No, so, we hear you, man. We hear you 100%. Mr. Stewart?
But hold on one sec.
Oh, sure, sure. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Hold on. We all know he can't catch fish, because he always catching dinks when I was fishing with him. I don't know where he got all these big pictures at. That's it.
Oh, man.
Matt's going to wake up to a flat tire tomorrow and immediately know where that came from.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, go ahead, Stuart.
Yeah, so Mike was one of the guys that I was lucky enough to drink some bourbon with. If you know Mike, you like bourbon. If you know me, I like bourbon. So I'm going to send him off the only way I know how, and that's cheers, brother.
Right on, man. Right on. Thank you, everybody, that tuned in tonight. I dropped the link to the GoFundMe in the chat once again, and I was super fortunate to get to sit down and watch Mike's memorial service, even though I couldn't be there. And the pastor at the end of it all shared a wonderful story. And I wanted to share that with you guys as well. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, but he told a story about a guy who went out fishing and he caught this giant fish with a guide, and it would have been a record fish. And the guy brought it up over the boat and held it for a minute and then released it back into the water. And the guy kind of freaked out and was like, what are you doing? That was a trophy fish. That could have been a record, this and that. And he's like, no worries, man. I got my record. It's right here and right here in my heart. I'll catch that fish over and over again. And that's what we'll do with Mike, is we have these memories and these thoughts and these trips and these experiences, and we'll be able to carry those on, carry on his legacy, and share that over and over with the kayak community. and you will be missed, my friend. We will see you once again.